Hi there, and welcome to the second episode of Girl Talk, a podcast that features me and some of my closest girls delving into topics about relationships, politics, and shoes. In this episode, we talk about the butterfly effect. Are butterflies required to date someone? Today, we have with us again CCB.
Hi.
And C Murder.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies, for joining me. All right, let's jump right in. Butterflies. I know what I mean when I say I have butterflies for a guy, but what are you girls' definitions? See, Murder?
I don't know. I think it's just getting excited about seeing a person. When you see the phone light up and get a message, you're like, ooh, he messaged me. And I think that's kind of what butterflies are for me. He's just excited about the thought of the person or just talking to them or the next thing, looking forward to it. I think that gives you butterflies, not necessarily physical butterflies, but it just makes you excited. Like, those are butterflies for me, I think.
Okay, what about you, CCB?
For me, when I'm not going to see the person, but they call me or they text me, it's definitely a feeling of excitement. But if I'm going out with a person, then I literally have butterflies in my stomach, and I'm sick to my stomach before I meet up with them.
Yeah. I'm probably a combination of both. I have had my fair share of emailing both of you, like, okay, I'm sweating, I need to go take another shower, he's going to be here in 5 minutes, what do I do? And then it's also, like you said, you know, when that name pops up on your phone and you're like, oh, hi, or when your friends look at you and see you on the phone, they're like, you're on the phone with someone you like, aren't you? So would you say those feelings are required for you to date a guy?
For me, they're definitely required to date a guy. I will go out with a person if I don't have those feelings, but usually it doesn't last past the date. For me, a person I really like, I have always had a physical reaction, whether it's feeling nervous or lightheaded or feeling like my stomach was doing somersaults. So I will go out and try with a guy, but it's never gone past a first date or even gotten to a first date if I didn't have some sort of butterfly effect going on.
What about you?
I think I'm kind of opposite because, I don't know, you don't really know a person until you kind of hang out with them. And sometimes, like, they're not your physical, like, type or they're not who you go for. And so you kind of learn things about them and then you maybe get excited. But there's definitely people that maybe I've dated for a while that, I don't know, it's maybe a different excitement that than, you know, you normally would with someone who, you know, like, I liked them from the moment, like, I saw them or talked to them. So I think, I don't know if they're really required. I try to give people a shot. I think, like CCB said, that in order for it to go anywhere, it kind of, something has to happen. Like, you can't just do it just because they're a nice guy, because then that's just a friend.
Right.
But, you know.
You can be a good guy. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're the good guy for me.
Exactly.
Right?
I think it's just, initially, it doesn't always happen. So I try to see if maybe there's some things that I learn about the person that makes me like, oh, I like that kind of thing. But I agree. For any sustainability, it has to be something happening physically.
So that kind of brings up a good question. Do butterflies have to happen immediately? Like, when you say you have butterflies for someone, is it something where when you first met them? Or, like you said, see murder, is it something where, like, you've kind of grown into your attraction for them?
I mean, I think my longest relationships, it was a physical attraction and a reaction and butterflies and nervousness at first. But, you know, then again, there's other people that I've dated that I didn't think about that way until it was like, oh, you kind of like me? Okay. And then your mind goes there. Because, I don't know, my mind just doesn't go there automatically. I don't think that people are just after me. So it's like, if you express that interest, then it's like, oh, it puts it in my mind. And then things start to happen. So.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we can see where this can go.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the total opposite in that if I don't have a physical reaction to a person, then I don't even consider them for dating. I might meet someone and think they're really nice and really funny and really cool, and I want to hang out with them as a friend. But if I am not immediately sweating bullets and having butterflies and fanning myself and calling my friends or texting them, like, there's this really hot guy here and I don't know what to do. If I don't feel that immediately, then I won't even look at you as a dating potential. But if I feel that way, then I'll suss you out, feel you out, see what you're about, and decide if it's something I want to pursue.
Yeah, I think I've tried both.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found for me is that usually the guys that I didn't have it for, I can date you for a while. We can even date for months. And eventually, I'm just going to be like, this isn't really doing it for me. And, yeah, okay. You know, you feel bad because here's this nice guy who plenty of other people probably could want. And you've basically been wasting his time because right. You're like, yeah, you're a great guy. I love conversing with you. You know, you make me laugh, but it doesn't do it for me. It's like, I don't know, you know, and it's not really anything that you can say. Like, obviously, he's attractive if you gave him your phone number. But there's just not that extra oomph that makes you want to be like, as soon as he walks in that door, I want to tear all his clothes off. Or, like, makes you, like, be extra giggly when you, you know, see his number coming up or when your girls mention his name or something like that. I think we've all kind of dated or tried to date someone, at least, who it didn't initially start with. What happened? Give me an example of some of the time that happened and how it did or did not work for you.
I mean, I think it kind of happens when it's someone who was initially just your friend. And, you know, they always say about you can't have friends of the opposite sex, which is so untrue. But maybe at some point, because you hang out so much, it's like, they're single, you're single, let's try to date. And so I think because you have to kind of build up to that change in the relationship and, like, you look at them differently now, it takes longer for the sparks to kind of come, and then sometimes they just don't come because you're friends or you're just not really compatible in that type of romantic way. So I think that's in a way where it, like, hasn't worked out. It's just because, like, we were friends for so long, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, I can't really think of someone that I date that was a friend for a long time and then I started dating them. So for me, when I do give someone a try and there's maybe not that spark, I already get bored quickly when there is a spark, so my interest is gone after the first date. I, you know, and so then I do, like, the slow fade away, which is not a good way to stop seeing somebody, but that's a totally different podcast.
Yes.
But I kind of do the fade away because I lose interest and I'm bored, so I'm not looking to talk to you. I'm not looking to figure out when our schedules meet up because I didn't feel anything when we hung out, and I also, you know, sometimes you feel like, okay, we can be really good friends and we can chit-chat, but if I was just looking to date this person exclusively when we first met, then I just kind of let it die.
Again, I'm kind of in the middle of both of you. Unfortunately, I've dated a lot of people who used to be friends. I've had the guy who, you know, I've been friends with for a long time, and then he mentions something or tries to kiss you, and you're kind of like, oh, I didn't... That wasn't in the plans. Okay, well, I guess we can see where this goes. And then immediately, you know, it's not going anywhere. And then I've had the other one where, you know, the same thing happens and you didn't have that spark at first. And then you did have those butterflies for that person. So I don't know. I guess that's why the question even came up to be discussed, because it is something that's like, is it required? Because I know for me, there's times that it's worked and there's times that it hasn't. There's times that it's worked on the negative side for me, which goes to my next question. So, we all talked about the physical reaction of having butterflies. Has that ever worked against you? Has that ever made you so nervous that you're not able to actually be yourself around that person and, you know, finally relax and get comfortable and show them you because you're just so busy being nervous and in the butterfly effect?
I think for me, I get myself so hyped up about the date or going out with a person. When I'm actually with the person, I'm very at ease because I like them. I know they like me. It's just an easy conversation. But I definitely have gotten myself so worked up that I've sweated through shirts, sweated through sweaters, thrown up in the bathroom. Like, I get really worked up when I like a person. But once I'm actually with the person, it's kind of like, okay, what was I nervous for? You know, aside from when you're early dating someone, you're dating their representative anyway, you know?
Right.
But so there's that, but I don't think it's made me not able to be myself or to feel comfortable with the person, but it's just the anticipation of, it's like when you're waiting for a shot and you're so worked up about the shot and then the doctor gives it to you and you're like, that's it? It's kind of the same thing for me.
I think it's more me just being nervous about me, like my different personalities. I don't know. Like my close friends get
my
it.
Personality.
I was like, are you crazy?
No, it's not crazy, but I feel like, you know, I'm silly sometimes, but I'm like serious about this sometimes. Like, you know, you're all these different things, and I don't know what this person is into, so I'm just more nervous of, ooh, am I going to say something that's going to offend them or make them be like, ew, like, I don't like her anymore, or just things like that. I think that that works me up so much that it takes a while for me to be able to be just all the way me and not feel nervous because, yeah, I'm just afraid I'm going to do the wrong thing, which is opposite, but, you know, and that's, like, my own issue. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm very multi-layered. And like,
you're like an onion.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, peeling back. You know, I don't know. So, yeah, I think that is for me more so than just like the aspect of it. It's just, you know, there's so many, it takes a while to get comfortable with people in general. So,
yeah, I think it's for me, I know that a guy is going to be around for a while if I am able to get comfortable with him, because usually that's how my embarrassing moments come about. Going back to the last podcast, because I am so nervous if I'm really attracted to someone or really feel like there's a spark, that my nervousness goes into the things that become embarrassing. And if I'm not careful, then I'll just continue to do the embarrassing things and it'll spiral out of control. But if he does something or, you know, makes me laugh from the very beginning, does something that, like, makes you get comfortable, then I think that that helps. Like, and that could be anything. That could be anything from him getting flustered really quickly. Like, I was on one date and the guy, as soon as he sat down, he, like, dropped his utensils, and that wasn't anything that he purposely did, obviously, but it certainly put me at ease, because I was like, well, he's just as nervous as I am, right. So there's nothing for me to be that worked up about. Or it could be something that, you know, as soon as you get in there, he gives you a hug, or, you know, he's like, it's nice to see you, look really nice, and that kind of, like, calms your nerves a little bit. So, playing devil's advocate, what do you say to people who say you shouldn't be that focused on something about the butterfly effect?
You're wrong. I think you just say, for me, I realize that everybody's dating experience is different. And I think a lot of times I date like a guy, and that guys know very early on if they can be with a girl long term, if they can take her home to their parents, if that's a girl that they can marry. And I think I know pretty quickly if a person is right or wrong. Now, sometimes I know they're wrong and I still choose to keep them around. But
that's true. It happens.
Yeah. But I know pretty quickly. And so I think for me, part of knowing very quickly is having a physical reaction to that person and having a gut reaction. So I don't think it's wrong if someone else doesn't get butterflies or doesn't think you should pay attention to it. But for me, that's part of my intuition, and that's part of me knowing, oh, I really do like this person. I really am interested in getting to know them. So I don't think it's wrong. That's just the way that I choose to date and kind of the way that I trust my instinct. For me, my butterflies are my instinct. And so I've always found that when I trust my instinct, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would kind of say, to just put it simply, as CCB said, I think it is kind of wrong, because I think you will always need to go back to the butterflies, because, you know, for lack of a better term, shit's going to get real if you're in a relationship, and yeah, it's not going to be all awesome, and some days you're not going to like the person very much, probably don't want to look at them, but you need to find those butterflies back. You need to find the excitement and the energy that you had, or it's not going to work. If you can't recall those things and pull those things, and, you know, sometimes you're just excited to see the person come through the door after, you know, 10 years. I think you need that to be able to sustain a relationship. You can't just be like, oh, that's not a part, you know. That's not how relationships work.
Yeah. You can't exactly have no clothes Saturday if you don't want to, like, if you don't want to, if you don't have any type of passion to pull from with this person.
Yeah.
That's a moment where we need a video camera so that everybody can see the reaction to No Close Saturdays.
I'm just saying, it's an option. Now, the next question gets into a little bit of a different aspect of it. Do you guys think that men get butterflies?
I think they do. I'm pretty sure I know they do, but they're so good about being cool that it's just, you won't know that until you're dating them for a long time. They're like, oh my God, yeah, I was nervous. Da, da, da. Like, and they will tell you, and then you can recall, like, oh, but they're so good about it, being cool and having that swag that you never know, like, that they're nervous. They just don't show their cards like we do.
Yeah, or the only thing, sometimes they'll do something little, and you're like, okay, that has to be nervous. Like, I went on a date with a guy, and we went to an Italian restaurant, and we both reached for the bread and, like, butted knuckles. It's just little things, and they're like, okay, he probably is just as nervous as I am. I had one guy take a sip of his drink, and there was apparently a hole in his lip, and the water spilled. You know, so I think there's little things that happen to them that make you go, okay, he's nervous. But I think, you know, C. Murder's right. They hide it a lot better than we girls do.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, I know recently we were talking to one of our good guy friends. I don't know if you remember this, C. Murder. And he said that, you know, if a guy is too confident or overconfident when he first meets you, then that's a good indication that he's not really invested in this thing. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think it's true? Do you think that that is, if a guy's too swaggalicious, for lack of a better word, then that means he's not, I mean, there's a reason he's not that nervous about you.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That's something that my dad told me early on when I started to get interested in boys. Like, if he's the loud one and he's the one that's all, like, aggressive, he's got a bunch of y'all running around. Like, you know, it's like a 12-year-old where you don't really get it. But it's rang true. Kind of the loud guys who, hey, ma, come here and things like that. They keep trying this. And they probably got a roster of chicks. So they're not really trying to be whatever you want them to be. And maybe if you want that guy, that's cool. But that's the guy that's going to not be very faithful, things like that.
Well, I mean, and I also think, look at us as women, when we're not interested in a guy, but we go out with him, we don't care. Like, I know I don't care, so I'm like, yeah, I walk in the room like I own the place, because I don't care if you like me or not, because I'm not interested in you, so I think we do it too. You know, I don't think we have as much bravado as men do, but I know when I'm going out with someone and I know it's not going anywhere and I'm not interested in them, I'll make eyes at another person, you know, because I'm not worried about it. So I think we do it too. I think they just, it's the testosterone factor. They have more, so it seems much bigger than when women do it.
I guess that makes sense, because if you think about, even, like, I know people say all the time, they think that we're all big flirts. And I find that I am a horrible flirt when I'm actually trying to, like, when I actually like a guy. But when I'm just like, that's Jimmy down the street or whatever, and it doesn't even matter. I guess it just, you know, it comes out because you're like, I don't care what Jimmy thinks. I might not see him again after this day. Right. Hey, Jimmy, come here. I'm doing the two finger. You can't see this right now, but I am. Hey, Jimmy, come here. And it works because you're just like, I don't care, whatever. Well, ladies, I think that's all the time we have for this episode, but be sure to tune into the next one. Thank you all for participating again.
You're welcome. No problem.
And thank you for listening. Until next time, remember to stay grounded and love, peace, and soul.